What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it kind of actually doesn't make sense because what we were talking about was the first day of high school, freshman year, it's terrifying. We found out that Carson got shoved into a locker.
Yeah, I missed my first class. I thought I was going to die in there.
Carson fits into a locker.
A friend of mine, her son got put into a trash can. Like, it's just, you know, it can go really bad. And bullying is it's just awful.
Yeah.
Because the seniors just feel like they're the do-all, end-alls, right?
We had a kid that they hung him on the fence.
Aw.
Yeah, by shorts.
By his shorts?
Yeah.
Man. Well, anyway, so Schmidl comes in and he's like, you guys were talking about cyberbullying. And he's like, there's this new documentary. Is it a real documentary or is it just a...
It's a real documentary. It's coming to Netflix on August 29th.
Okay, so and it's called Unknown Number. Here's the trailer.
A high school girl in Michigan was cyberbullied for more than a year.
And who turned out to be the suspect shocked everyone.
It was so bad to the point where I didn't want to even go to school anymore.
It was relentless. I mean, 1 a.m, 3 a.m.
I would question how I thought about myself.
There's some sick messages.
They were enough to make a 53-year-old man blush.
It's crazy how having a phone can become the worst thing that happened to me. Crazy that someone that close could do something like that.
And then he goes, it was her mom.
Yeah. Just bullying her own kid.
You spoiled it. You get what we're saying?
Well, I was telling her off the air. I didn't think that she would say it on
but
the
what
air.
What if she wanted to watch?
Yeah, what if I wanted to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that?
Did you want to watch it?
I kind of did, but not now.
I apologize.
Not now. Now I know it's her mom.
And I was sitting here and I heard you. So what if I wanted to watch?
Yeah.
What if Carson wanted to watch?
You don't even know how to turn Netflix on.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But
my wife could have it on.
Yeah.
And I walk in and say, hey, it's her mom. According to Schmidl.
Yeah, what if that happened?
What if I spread the word?
Exactly.
My bad.
For somebody else.
Yeah.
Sorry. Here's the lesson. Don't do a spoiler alert because sometimes other people want to see the documentary.
Did you just spoil it for
this
everybody?
This one sounds fun and uplifting.
Exactly.
And I'd like you to enjoy my evening.
My God. All right. So anyway, it's called Unknown Number. If you want to see it, it comes out August 29th.
Yeah. And it's her mom.
You didn't get that the first time.
It's her mom. You can blame that on Schmidl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's her mom.
Sorry,
her mom did it to her.
Yeah. My God.
Unspeakable. It was the unspeakable, according to the audio.
It is the unspeakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't expect it to be her mom. Yeah.
I don't use that word very often. Unspeakable?
It's not in my repertoire.
Cool. Yeah, I don't think
that's pretty cool, though. Yeah, I like the way it sounds.
It's not in my thing. It's not in my, you know. Wheelhouse. Some big word here.
Yeah.
It's not in there.
Yeah. I got you.
Hey, did you guys hear that Taylor Swift was on a podcast yesterday?
Yes, yeah. I heard. Right? I heard.
It's crazy. I know that Carson put it up on our Facebook page. Like, what do you think about it? Everybody loved it.
Did they?
Yeah, there's no, a lot of people. Yeah,
it's
seriously.
So crazy. Like, he just took a little survey, and people loved it. People thought that it made her seem more real. People loved Travis more. It was surprising to me how many.
I expected bigger numbers, though.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm very surprised. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. It's just that I guessed about 50 million, 60 million people would be watching this thing. Because if you think about it, I mean, she's worldwide, and you would think that
we thought it was going to be much
huge,
bigger. Yeah.
And it's not that big when you think about it.
It's only got 9.8 million views right now.
Remember, we were guessing in the 50 million. And stuff?
And that's people replaying, and that's, you know, it's taken what, 12, 14 hours just to get to that.
But my theory is they don't have this in the UK or something. Like, maybe their New Heights podcast isn't available in the UK.
It's all over the world,
Jamie. I don't
know. It is. It's on the internet. It's everywhere.
They do have different, like, algorithms for different countries.
See?
Yeah.
So?
Her mom did it.
Yeah, it's her mom. You punk. Why would you give that away?
I know. I'm really upset because that looked like that was going to be
an unknown number.
You just came in here like, spoiler, but here's what happens.
Yeah, right. You said, that's exactly
right.
You didn't
pause.
Spoiler alert, it's her mom.
Yeah. Yeah. You did the unspeakable. Only you spoke it.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what kind of mental case is that mom?
Zero.
To bully her own kid? That's psychotic.
Deranged.
I would never watch this because I do not like when you pick on kids.
Right?
I don't like
I know.
It. I could not watch this girl go through what she's going to go through with her mom doing this to her. I just couldn't watch something like that.
So what was the end game? Did her mom go to jail?
I didn't get to that part in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Really? You don't have that, but you have mom day.
Oh, my God. Now I don't have closure in this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you got to watch it now.
Holy crap. Hey, did you guys see Linebacker 17C?
Who?
Linebacker 17C. This guy is going to be, I'm telling you, he's going to be like a superstar.
Oh, the guy on the plane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a flight going from Virginia to LAX, right? And there was this drunk guy, and he was like, he was spitting on people. He was doing all this crazy stuff. And they had to make an emergency landing in Grand Junction. Perhaps you saw it because it became local when they landed in Grand Junction. But this ginormous man, I mean, he is so huge. He picks up this little guy like he's Carson. And he puts him in his seat. He just, did you guys see that?
Yeah, he stuffs him in the seat.
He did.
Don't you move. And he didn't either.
He didn't
move. He just sat there.
Yeah. And so they're calling him Linebacker 17C. And nobody knows where he came from. They're like, we didn't.
I do. Where? 17C.
I meant nobody paid attention to how gigantic he was until he picked up that guy.
He's massive, and the guy that he picks up is like genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
Like, this guy could end my life.
It looked like a cartoon. It was so awesome. Anyway, so he's going to become a thing. The other thing we want to tell you about, as long as we're on Netflix, which was a minute ago because I went to 17C, Charlie Sheen's documentary.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be great. They said he's going to be completely honest and raw and real. All the stuff, here it is.
How do I present this with any class?
I think we're past that, Charlie.
We're past that, yeah. When you got a lot of shame about a lot of stuff, shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me.
He's going the distance. Speed.
You wanted to like him because he was
lovable, brilliant,
handsome, charming, and smart.
And the whole world goes, he's the guy. Imagine what that did to my head.
That's going to be good.
It is going to be good.
Yeah, it's
going
to be really good. Yeah, especially, I think he will. I think he's going to lay it all out. He has no shame here.
Remember when we found out he had HIV?
Yeah.
Like, it was just so crazy. And then we were like, wait a minute, let's think about this. I mean, he had girls all the way down a line in a hallway,
just
right?
Just waiting to get into his room.
Prostitutes.
You've got all these people in his life that are speaking out, including his drug dealers. Everybody's speaking out. So this is going to be a good episode.
I am happy that he made up. What's the guy that created Two and a Half Men? I forgot his name. Anyway, he's a famous, he created it.
Yeah.
And they had a huge falling out. And remember, he started attacking him, saying,
I forgot that guy's name.
I did too, but he was like, he was saying he was
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, yep. Chuck Lorre. And he was saying, Chuck Lorre is this and this. And...
Yeah.
I mean, things that were unforgivable. Unspeakable, really.
Unspeakable.
Yeah, really.
They were.
And Chuck Lorre forgave him.
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking?
Well, I think you know somebody's just all jacked up. And you got to forgive them. If they clean up their lives and get back on the right track, you got to forgive them, I think.
Even after they do the unspeakable?
Yeah. I know, Jamie. It's hard to.
I mean,
It's hard to believe, but yes.
He did.
I think you have to. But I think this is going to be good. It's out on September 10th.
Yeah,
September
on
10th.
Netflix, right? Is it Netflix?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. All right, there you go, Tablet Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Arvada coming to see you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I said before we went into that song, Arvada, we're coming to see you. We're coming to see you tomorrow. We have the bags, tote bags. We'll do it at 7:40 tomorrow morning, so just show up.
Yep.
We'll give you the location
at 7:10.
The last one. Yeah. I don't know about the last one, but it's going to be a good one. All right, let's get to Kanye West real quick here, okay?
This is psychotic.
It is psychotic.
Yeah.
There's a story this morning that Kim Kardashian just kind of did, only she can do, you know, in his ear, telling him he's a different person. He's a changed man. His attitude's not the same. We all hear it, right? At home,
but,
I'm saying.
This is based on a new documentary that's coming out. Kanye is... So, I don't know. He thinks that we need to see him go from when he was on his meds. It's a documentary that follows him from the time he was on medication for bipolar and all the stuff he has, right?
Yeah.
To when he got off of them and follows it through his, I call it a demise. He calls it his change.
Yeah, his change to yay.
He says it's his transformation.
Right.
He uses big words, guys. He doesn't use change.
Okay.
He's Kanye West. He's a brilliant human being.
I said demise, but...
Kanye's transformation to whatever. And it's going to be in theaters. Not on streaming. It's going to be in theaters everywhere.
Actual AMC theaters.
September 19th.
Did he buy these? These theaters?
He
must have bought out the theater.
I have no idea.
Who's going to go see this?
I don't want to watch a guy in his mental illness.
I don't either.
Being taken off... He wasn't taken off. He took himself off his meds and how he got so, I mean,
manic.
Know, yeah.
I can't even imagine anyone paying to go see this.
Yeah, me either. Do we have a clip of it?
No.
Oh, we don't? I thought we did.
No, there's a clip of
Kim. Yeah, it's Kim.
Fidel's got his hand up, so maybe he does.
I found the trailer.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, wait, but can we play it?
Yeah,
wait a minute. Do we know?
I was just reading through the closed captions.
And?
I didn't see any curse words.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for 5 months now.
Your personality was not like this a few years ago.
That's
a calling by the universe.
Never tell me I'm going to wake up one day and have nothing.
We can talk about that later, but...
It ain't no but.
When I went to the hospital, and one of the ideas was to do a church.
Yeah, I've just been embarrassed or ashamed to cry, man.
When we're at the prisons professing how Jesus can set you free, it's true.
Thank you, Jesus. I decided to run.
Or I almost killed my daughter.
I'd rather be dead than to be on medication.
Either they destroy me or I destroy it.
It's the sign of freedom.
They're killing our ability to think outside of the box.
And I'm almost like a masochist.
I write whatever I want, when I want. It's words.
You know what Bob White would say? He would say, that boy is as nutty as a squirrel turd.
Nutty as a squirrel turd. Yep, he would have said that. Yep.
I love that.
It's crazy. I mean, sorry to say that you're not allowed to say crazy when people are mentally ill.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Well, you're not allowed to say that when they're mentally ill.
Oh, it's an unspeakable. Is that an unspeakable?
It's an unspeakable to
sorry.
Use crazy when
I'm
somebody's
sorry.
Mentally ill.
Okay, I
know
sorry
that for
about
a
that.
Fact.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
Well, you kept going with it.
He's nutty.
As a squirrel turd.
As a squirrel turd. All right, it's going to theaters. If you want to go see it, go see it. The downfall of, the transformation.
Exactly.
To ye.
BJ and Jamie.
And the smoke.
You know that yesterday I took a COVID test.
Did you?
Yeah, because I couldn't get, remember on the air I said, you guys, I don't know if it's my pants are too tight. No. Or
you were struggling.
I could not breathe. And then yesterday I really couldn't. And then I was like, oh my God, I think it was negative. But yeah, it is bad. In fact, in Jefferson County, they're saying do not call 911 unless you see flames. They are very aware that there's so much smoke in the air, but unless you see flames, please do not call.
I can't seem to get oxygen.
I know.
It's all smoke that I'm breathing in. I can't get anything.
And I feel like it's like impeding your brain.
I do too.
Because I was showing it. God, you guys. I was showing him something because I'm going to redo my whole house, whatever. Yeah. I was like, look at this clock. And I was like, I know it sounds dumb, but look how they put it in this kitchen. And he goes, you're a clock lover.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And
not
like,
just a clock lover. You love big clocks.
And see what I mean? Do you guys see? Like the smoke is like
huge.
Like we're talking about grandfather clock.
Oh,
yeah, grandfather.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what? All right. Were you gonna ask him something?
Yeah, because I've got a friend of mine that I see over at the cigar shop every now and then.
Yeah.
And he wears a ring on his middle finger.
Right.
And so I was asking, and we were talking in here, what does that mean? Does it stand for, or maybe nothing? I have no idea.
A ring on your middle finger stands for something.
For a guy. Okay. For a guy. Now, for a woman, I don't know. I thought I've heard it before, so I thought I'd ask Spadil if he knows anything. Spadil, do you kind of live in that world.
About what exactly?
The middle finger
a black
ring
middle
world.
Finger, like
love and clocks,
yeah, like a like a ring on your middle finger as a guy.
What
does it mean? Anything?
I don't think so.
Is it symbolic?
The left ear ring.
Yeah.
Ago,
I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if he's like a swinger or I never heard anything like that.
Okay, so you're saying swinger.
so a guy that wears a ring on his middle finger is a swinger.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Can we put it to text NATO?
Oh, okay. All right.
303
because
22
you
want to
know about your friend at the cigar shop?
Yeah.
Does he smoke other things? Is that what you're asking?
Could be. It could be. He could smoke a pipe, a bong. Who knows?
It could mean asexual. That's
could
what
mean
I'm
what?
Saying.
Asexual?
Yep, asexual.
Okay.
Open God. Relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, swinger.
Yeah. Polyamorous.
Could be.
I'm not really into guys that wear accessory rings. I don't mind like you guys wear your wedding rings or whatever. I just can't stand accessory rings.
I just feel like it always looks like they're trying to be a rock star. Because rock stars always wear a lot. Like Ozzy had a lot of rings on his finger.
And look, I love Upsy. I love Upsy, right? He wears a lot of rings. It's just not my thing. I mean,
he does.
He's smoking hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But just the ring thing, I don't know why. It's just a thing.
Kind of goes with the tats, though.
Well, yeah. And I'm afraid they'll lose them.
Yeah. Son of a gun.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EJ and Jamie.
Hi,
All right. Tomorrow, we are packed and ready to go, man. Tomorrow, we're going to come see you there in Arvada. We got a location. Woo. We'll give it out tomorrow. Hopefully, it doesn't get leaked like last week.
Last week, yeah.
I can't breathe the smoke.
I know. It's my bad. God. It's real. We need an air filter thing. We do. Oh. Yeah.
Is anyone else having this problem?
Yeah, I told you yesterday. Ooh. I took a COVID test.
I know.
I thought it was so bad. I was like, I got the COVID.
All right, Arvada, big bag drop. The big bag drop.
And the final one. This is the final one.
It all ends tomorrow, so make sure
you go to Arvada for the final bag drop. We have thousands of them, and it's going to be the final one, so we never have to do this crap again. Yes!
We're going to gauge it on how big it is in Arvada, and then we'll make a decision from there. Oh. And then Jamie and I will vote on it, and then it'll be 1-1 on the vote.
But still, we'll vote on it.
How are we going to vote?
I don't know.
Flip a coin.
Listen, you know what?
I don't know.
Go home, emphysema, rocks, boy.
Rock, paper, scissors. Would you call me?
Emphysema, boy.
Emphysema, I got smoke. I mean, it's bothering me today.
I know, but you got the emphysema.
Sure feels that way.
I know.
Have a great day.
Oh, God.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. See you. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.